Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It's Dirk's day.
Ooh.
Old Dirk Diggler will be in later.
Bentley.
Dirk's Bentley will be in later.
Diggler. I was like, whoa.
Thank you very much for being here. We'll go around the room and check in on everybody's lives. That's what we do this time of morning up first. Our video producer, Eddie. What up, Eddie? Good morning.
Good morning. So my 15-year-old son came to me and said, hey, I want to start watching Outer Banks because all my friends at school have been watching it. And I saw the first one. I don't know. I think there's two.
Whole season or episode?
A season.
Okay.
And I saw the first season probably 2-3 years ago. I don't really remember it, but I do remember that it's kind of like they're a party crowd. So they do stuff like hook up with each other and drink and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if I want my 15-year-old son watching this. But he swears, Dad, the entire school is watching this. But I know Ray's seen it, and I think Lunchbox has seen it. Do you think it's okay for my 15-year-old to watch Outer Banks?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, he's 15 years old, man.
Ray.
Yeah, I mean, he's in high school. He can definitely watch it.
Exactly what I'm saying.
And he's like Teletubbies, right?
Like, exactly.
Is there any chance he can watch this without picking up bad habits? Eddie, sometimes you're a little overprotective.
Man, I mean, do I trust Ray and Lunchbox, though?
Well, okay, there's a site called Common Sense Media, which Amy brought to us.
Yeah,
okay.
And it says, I'm on it.
Come on, Amy.
That it's 12 and up, 5 stars. 12 and up, Eddie, 12 not even 15.
Oh, man, okay.
For Outer Banks.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Hold on, there's two ratings here. Mm-hmm. Parents say 4 out of 5, so that's still really good. Like 4 out of 5 stars, and it's okay for a 12-year-old to watch.
Yeah, my son's 15.
And kids say 5 out of 5 stars, of course.
I mean, is that
well, I'm just saying.
There's a helicopter.
Guys, I remember watching this and being like, yee, that's crazy.
He's also 15.
I know. All right.
All right, thank you, Eddie. Up next, Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
I got a question for you, Bobby, and I need to know what I need to do. You guys all got those Nashville SC jerseys the other day. I didn't get one, and I don't know why. I'm the only one that in here that's a true fan. I have season tickets. And so do I need to threaten, like send an email and say, hey, I'm going to cancel my season tickets?
I think it was a mess up. So for our listeners, there's a soccer team in Nashville, the Nashville SC Soccer Club, and they sent us all a Johnny Cash jerseys.
Black jerseys.
Like man in black jerseys.
They look awesome.
They look awesome. And I know nothing about it. I didn't think I got one. I thought Eddie only got one. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I was a little jealous. Then we all had one. And in typical fashion.
Yeah.
Lunchbox. Right. And somebody else didn't get one, too.
Ray.
Yeah.
Did you ever get one, Ray?
No, I probably am never going to get one because I told Scuba to drop it. I've moved
well,
on.
One of you, it has arrived.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey,
let's
here we go.
Who will it be?
It better not be Ray or I'm going to lose it.
Scuba, would you bring it to me, please?
I am going to lose. Because listen, the home opener is tomorrow.
Oh, really?
You see, that's what I'm saying. Eddie doesn't even know. It is the opening game of the MLS season.
Hey, that's cool, dude. We should go.
So they did send us this.
Oh.
It's one they forgot to put in the shipment.
Let's go.
Who do you think it is? Do you think it's...
I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be Lunchbox.
Do you think it's Ray or Lunchbox?
Got to be Lunchbox.
Please be Lunchbox. I'm going to be so mad. Calm down.
Like, Because I have a, you know, you have those ticket people that you buy them, so you give a ticket rep.
Yeah.
I want to send her an email.
But if you...
And cancel your season tickets?
Yeah. And be like, look, I don't know what's going on. The disrespect is reaching all-time level, all-time high.
Please be Abby's.
Oh.
It's there's no name on it, so it's lunchboxes.
Yeah! Oh! Let's go!
I didn't know who it was going to be.
Oh, man!
I just knew they had sent one up here.
Yeah, because he did not want his name.
Yeah, you don't want your name. Why? Because you don't like hanging out with our listeners.
Me.
Yeah.
You were annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, dude.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh,
so wait. I told you, since you ordered yours different, it probably was just taking longer.
Hey, perfect. I take everything back I said about National SC. You guys are amazing.
He's going to cancel his tickets.
And why is he number two? I thought it was like 2023.
I don't know why he's number two.
That was my jersey number in high school, man.
Oh, God. Uncle Rico over here.
That's the number I wore.
In what?
Soccer.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, there's
your
answer.
You guys didn't have a number in high school?
Yeah, but I don't wear it.
Yeah, well, what number would you want me to put on there, man?
Two. I don't know, man. Although I should. Because I'm always like, number one. But I'm going to do the lunchbox and ask for my old high school football number now on my jerseys.
Which is
yes,
what?
Yes, absolutely.
89.
Okay. Why would you not do that?
And then people are going to ask me.
Baby!
And I'm going to be embarrassed to tell them why my number
What's
is 89.
Up?
That's cool, dude.
What's
yeah, you look good. Okay, let's go over to Amy. Here she is, Amy. Woo. Let's go. What's going on in your life?
Well, I experienced customer service at its finest. I had to have some work done on my patio. Nothing crazy, but worker came out, did a great job, paid them. Then a few days later, I get a handwritten thank you note in the mail from the company with a $10 Amazon gift card. I was like, okay, I will definitely be hiring you again.
So you just need to be given a gift card and...
They didn't have to send a handwritten thank you note for hiring them. And then they certainly didn't have to include a gift card to Amazon. So I just thought it was like locking in that, hey, if you ever need us again, we're your people.
So what they did is they overcharge you by $10 every time.
I don't know that that's true, but that's funny.
But that's funny. I don't know. I just thought it was really nice.
All right, finally.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves his Hyundai SUV, and he's the guy that most kids want to be. Bobby Bones.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Hey, here's the thing. I made fun of Eddie maybe yesterday when he was like, I'll tell you, man, maybe I'm getting old, but they just don't put as much deodorant in the old deodorant stick.
Come on. Talk to me.
Well, I looked at my deodorant, and I didn't see any difference. I went home and looked at it.
Oh.
But then my ritual every morning is I love cereal. Like, love cereal. I need it every morning. They don't put as much cereal in the cereal boxes anymore. They literally don't. It's two bowls, and it's almost all the way gone.
Hey, you better believe
it. You put me on this, and I'm like, oh, my God, Eddie's onto something.
Dang right.
So it's two bowls, and there's just enough nutty for a full bowl, so you go ahead and you cap it off.
What? You must eat big bowls.
No, they're normal
it's
bowls.
Not. Hey, I'm not big deodorant. It's normal.
You're not big deodorant.
You know, I'm not using a live deodorant.
Yeah.
We can tell.
But I'm jumping on.
Wow.
Dude, they're getting
They don't put near as much cereal in the boxes as they used to, and just a normal box.
And they think we're dumb. We're not.
We're smart. But this one we catch.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
We all pay more because it's like they're putting less, but they charge more.
I wish they would overcharge me and give me a $10 gift card of the prize in the cereal.
Exactly. That'd
be nice. Then I would be like, I love this cereal. Time to open up
the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, a coworker. Friend and I both love Morgan Wallen, and I purchased pre-sale tickets for us to go see him in May in Houston. I purchased the tickets in November. It's now February. I've not been paid back for her ticket. She told me she'd Venmo me the money back for her half, but Venmo wasn't working then. Upon finding out this information, she offered to bring me cash, and she never did that. I've been patiently waiting since November for her half of the money that she owes me. I'm not sure how to kindly say it. We work together. We're also friends. It's awkward. What do I do? Thanks for the advice. It's greatly appreciated. Sign, money for Morgan. Well, this is pretty easy because Venmo's working now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
I just sent somebody $5. So you send a request and you go, need my money. Then you play them that Rihanna song, Be Better Have My Money. You just have it playing at your cubicle. Hey, would you mind coming over? We'll talk about some stuff. And you keep it jammed up. But you do Venmo and then you do email and you go, hey, the show's coming up. I still haven't got your money. That's easy too, like getting closer to the show. Show's coming up. Still haven't got your money for the ticket. If you want to send a Venmo, that's fine. Or here's my cash. Whatever it is. It's a very easy thing. It gets even easier as you get closer to the show. But I would start with the Venmo request because it's working now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it wasn't even working then. I'll be honest with you. Amy?
Yeah. I mean, this is always hard. It's awkward. But Venmo request is awesome because they get an email notification or a text. It's like so-and-so. I mean, I love the request. Sometimes I owe people money and they do the request thing.
I owe somebody money now. I just thought about it.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Me. $200.
No, I do not owe you jack.
Yeah. I don't see the request as a rude thing at all. I see it as helpful. Like, oh, yeah. And then you get to just press the button and pay the... It's so much easier. So hopefully that's exactly what will happen for you. If not, hold the... Tickets hostage or...
Yeah, yeah, that'd be healthy for it. That'd be even healthier than what she's worried about being awkward.
Totally.
Yeah, hostage ticket holding. Very healthy.
You should offer someone else the tickets. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unless you get paid.
Say, hey, I'm going to... Tommy...
He loves Morgan Wallen.
And he's like, if I have an extra ticket... And I realize you hadn't paid for yours yet, so...
Boom.
I sent you Venmo. Mm-hmm. I'm playing Be Better Have My Money. And I still ain't got anything. So, tick, tick, tock, tock.
That's it.
All right, thank you for the email. It's as easy as the first couple things I said. Not... that last option of hijacking.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Holding it hostage. All right, thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I send everybody away on Thursday and I say, don't come back unless you got a fun fact for tomorrow's show. Right, everybody?
Right. Yep.
Fun fact Friday.
Yeah. Around the room with the most fun fact. Amy, you're first.
In 1946, a trapped moth caused an early computer model to malfunction. And that's how we get the term bug as a reference to software
I didn't know
issues.
That.
Oh. Yeah, I got to...
What year? There was a computer in 46?
Yeah, it says a computer model.
Uh-huh.
So some sort of...
Those things used to be huge. They'd be like, this thing can send one message to another and it'd fill up an entire room. Like way back in the day, it would take all that. Like a generator to send an email.
Crazy.
But I didn't know moth. That's pretty interesting. Lunchbox.
How long before you had to go pee? Like when you, I can hold it, and it's like, and then you got to go pee.
From the moment that you realize you have to pee?
Yeah.
I don't try to hold it very long.
That's bad for you, they
say. Yeah.
I guess how long are our segments?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Because wood frogs in Alaska, they hold their pee for up to 8 months.
Mm.
It can't,
like, how do they not explode? Do they not drink any more water?
It recycles inside their body, and it keeps them alive while the winter is going on.
That would be legit if our food could just recycle inside of us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be just like in a circle. Yeah, it'd be awesome. All right, Eddie, what do you have?
So in the ocean, there is enough salt to cover the entire world with 500 feet thick salt. Like, that's how much salt there is.
The entire world?
The entire world. Isn't that crazy? Like
500 feet tall of salt.
Think of when you're cooking, like, a little pinch of salt. Dude, that's how much salt there would be if you took it out of the ocean.
How do they figure that out?
I don't know.
They have to guess.
They guess
at some point.
No, somebody took the salt.
They don't know how deep the ocean is.
Morgan, go ahead.
Roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sin. So businessman LaMarcus Thompson hated that Americans were tempted by saloons and brothels. So he built roller coasters for good, clean fun.
Well, it only distracts them for, like, I don't know, 3 minutes.
Yeah, very short.
Back in the brothel we go. Huh? That was fun, fellas. Quick trip to the saloon and over to the brothel. Yeah, sure.
I need a drink after this ride.
Holy cow. Americans spend almost $100 billion a year on the lottery. Now, that's a lot of money, but I don't like those stores that are like, they spend $10 billion on chicken wings. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, so here you go. $100 billion a year on the lottery is more than we spend on books, movies, music, video games, and tickets to sporting events combined. We spend more money on the lottery as Americans. Books, movies, music, video games, and tickets. You combine them all together, it's still not as much as we spend on lottery tickets.
That's crazy, man.
Where if you read more books, you could actually make more money, not have to buy lottery tickets.
But you had to spend money. Once you read that book, you had to spend money to make that money. So
no, you learn things you could do, like skills.
All right.
No, not all right.
I mean, yes. You say so. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you.
I just thought it was crazy we spend more money on lottery tickets than all those other things combined.
There's a lot of dreamers out there.
As a dreamer, you don't play the lottery. As a dreamer, you chase your dream by doing the work and making a strategy to make it come true.
No.
True.
No, that's called a grinder. That's someone that wants to grind.
Dreamers grinder's something different.
Okay, never mind.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a group in Tampa called the Rough Riders, and they donate over 10,000 teddy bears to people who need a little love each year.
We collect teddy bears throughout the year. We probably collect over 10,000, mostly from the community at large. And we will sort the bears here in our warehouse at our facility in Tampa. And we will redistribute them to children's hospitals, VA centers, assisted living centers, pretty much anybody in need of a teddy bear and a little bit of love.
Are these guys the ones that are on horses?
Yes. And so they're
on... I see a bunch of guys on horses with teddy bears run through the neighborhood.
That'd be weird.
I'd be like, what the crap's happening?
They're on horses, and they're called the Rough Riders because back in the day, President Teddy Roosevelt, his cavalry was called the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And that's also why they deliver teddy bears, because of Teddy Roosevelt.
Thank you very much. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The easiest trivia game ever. It's easy trivia. The category is Bobby Bones Show. Eddie, we'll start with you. You're the champ.
Thank you.
Who's the oldest on the show?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. That was easy.
Morgan, whose significant other is nicknamed Bay?
Oh, Raymundo's wife.
Yeah, Ray and Bay. Yes. Raymundo and Baymundo. So if you say Raymundo, you got to say Baymundo.
I like that. Yeah.
Amy, how many books have I released?
One, two, three.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It is three. That's correct. Lunchbox, what anniversary is the show celebrating this year?
Oh, 10-year anniversary.
In Nashville. Correct. Yeah, good. Nice job. Okay, so you're all through the first round. That was super easy. Yeah. Now, Eddie, you're in the lead here. You do have the tiara on because you're the reigning champion.
Oh, yeah. I saw someone out in public the other day. They said, where's your tiara? I'm like, I don't wear it every day.
You should, though. That's what I do. Also, if you miss a question, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
The goal is not to be boned. Here we go. Signature fast food items. Eddie, what restaurant's signature item is a cherry limeade?
That's Sonic.
Correct. Morgan, what fast food's restaurant signature item is a Whopper?
Ooh, Burger King.
Correct. Amy, what fast food restaurant's signature item is the Blizzard?
Dairy Queen.
Good. Lunchbox, what fast food restaurant's signature is the Big Mac?
McDonald's.
Yep. Boom. Let's go to the next round. All right. The category is 90s country.
Yes.
Eddie, who released Fancy in 1990?
Bones, that's Reba.
Correct. Morgan in 1993. What year were you born?
That year, 1993.
Who released Should Have Been a Cowboy?
Toby Keith.
Correct.
Wow. Huh.
Amy, 1995, who released I Like It, I Love It?
I like it. I love it. I want some more. Tim McGraw.
When you got to Tim, I thought it would kind of flow out, but she like went through a bunch of Tims.
Like, what other Tim?
What other Tim was it?
Tiny Tim.
I just wanted to be sure.
Tim Tebow.
Lunchbox, who released Amazed in 1999?
Thank you. Lone Star.
Correct. Okay. Category three, slightly harder, still very easy.
Come on.
The category is Name That Bobby. Eddie, famous radio host and winner of season 27 of Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, that's you, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. The name of a kind of sprung hairpin or small clip.
Oh, a bobby pin.
Correct. What is Will Ferrell... Amy, what is Will Ferrell's character name in the movie Talladega Nights?
Oh, gosh.
What is Will Ferrell's character name?
Ricky Bobby.
Correct. Oof. I would have also accepted Tim... Ricky Bobby.
That was a tough one, Amy.
Lunchbox, celebrity chef, restaurateur, and reality television personality. Name that Bobby.
Bobby Flay.
Correct. Superhero real names. Eddie, what superhero's real name is Bruce Wayne?
Okay, I thought you were selling Bobby's.
No, I said superhero first names.
I know, but like Bobby, Batman. That's Batman.
Correct. Morgan, Clark Kent.
Superman.
Correct. Peter Parker, Amy.
Spider-Man.
Correct. Lunchbox, Tony Stark.
Iron Man.
Correct. We're rolling. We're rolling faster now, guys. Women of 2000s country is the category. I Hope You Dance in the Year 2000, Eddie. I Hope You Dance in the Year 2000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Martina McBride.
Wow.
You've been
Leanne Womack.
What is her name? Leanne Womack.
Lunchbox, did you know that one?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Thanks for being honest.
Dang it.
Morgan, you knew that one, right?
Yeah.
Ouch.
I knew it.
Wow.
No, you didn't. Eddie, you're out.
Yeah, thank you.
Morgan, who released Redneck Woman in 2004?
Gretchen Wilson.
Correct. Who released Suds in the Bucket in 2003, Amy?
Sarah Evans.
Correct. Lunchbox, who released This One's for the Girls in 2003?
What?
This One's for the Girls. This One's for the Girls.
I've never heard that song in my life. This one's for the girls. Girls over here, girls over there.
Everywhere,
shaking
girl,
their tails.
Girl, shaking their tails.
Everywhere.
Shaking their tails, girls, girls, girls.
That's Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, Faith that's Hill. A good one.
Who?
Faith Hill.
You've been booed.
The answer is Martina McBride.
Oh. We're terrible, dude.
Have you ever heard that song?
No. We're down to two. Yeah. We're down to two. It's Morgan and Amy.
Oh, let's go.
The category is famous U.S. locations.
Oh.
Morgan, the Gateway Arch is in what state?
St. Louis.
Correct.
State? You said state.
I did say state. That's incorrect.
State. You've been.
I did say state.
Oh,
I did say state.
That's
you're right.
Terrible.
The question is what state? The answer was Missouri. I just heard St. Louis. Okay.
Dang.
Amy, if you get this, you win.
I am.
She just jumped on it.
I know.
It's St. Louis.
Amy, what state is Area 51 in?
Okay. All right. Let me think. It's one of those over there to the west. Is it Nevada? I don't know if there's another one. Nevada.
Correct, winner.
Oh.
Oregon. You had it. You should think about it. Dang. Amy is our winner. Nice job. You get you a point there. I think
Thank you.
You have 2 points now. You're one away from Eddie.
Yay. Let's go.
That's easy trivia. That's it.
Yeah.
What a tough loss for Morgan there.
Yeah, all
right,
that one hurts.
Back in a second. This is Colton from Missouri.
I just want to say how much you guys mean to me. I listen to you guys every day, and I've listened to you for about a year now, and you guys just mean so much. You're some of my best friends. So I just want to say I love y'all, and you're the best.
Dang, either is a dare that somebody said, do that, dude, because they're idiots, and you should
go
sound
and say, like
yeah,
that.
It almost sounds like somebody put them up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, call and act like you love these guys. They're awful. Or just like a really kind kid. And Colton, thanks. I appreciate that. I always felt like the morning show that I listened to growing up was, even though I never knew them, like I felt close to them.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tommy Smith and Big Dave, who I listened to growing up. And also Bob Robbins, but he played more music on the country station. But Tommy Smith, they talked the whole time. And I was like, man, I want to be Tommy Smith's friend. And then one day I met Tommy Smith because he worked in the building that I worked. And I saw him in the hallway in Little Rock because I worked in Little Rock for a while. I said, hey, and he thought I was like an intern. He was like, hey, would you give me some coffee? Happened to me twice in my career. Once with Tommy Smith, once with Bob Cole in Austin. They both thought I was an intern.
And you worked
and
there.
They both asked me to get them something.
Wow.
Yes.
And in both cases, I did. Because I was like, okay, yes, sir. And I don't think they ever knew I wasn't an intern.
What was it? Bob, Sammy what?
Bob and Sam.
Sammy
and Bob. Sammy Kershaw. Sammy Allred, yeah.
Okay, Sammy Allred. He asked me to get copies of paper off the photocopier for him. Mm-hmm. And I should have looked, I probably looked like an intern to him. But I was like, no, this is my first day at the Bobby Bones Show.
See? Amy knew how to do it.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever you need. I'll clean your feet, clean your toes, whatever. Thank you, Colton, for that call. We appreciate it.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's one of our favorite moments from the last 10 years in Nashville.
Eddie claims that if you really love someone, that going from West Virginia down to Tennessee is not that far in distance.
I have decided that $10,000 to this charity, the National Angels, and I will walk from West Virginia down to Tennessee carrying love on my back.
He's so talented.
I'm crossing the street, guys.
There he is!
Woo! Yeah, yeah!
100 miles!
You did it!
Win Tennessee!
Almost $200,000!
You made it!
Eddie, you made it. How do you feel right now?
I feel good. Oh, I feel good.
Hyundai is celebrating the 10-year journey of the Bobby Bones Show. Live from Nashville.
Just want to say love your show.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The largest 4-day work week experiment has wrapped, and we have the results.
I saw it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those companies are going to stay 4-day work weeks, huh?
They studied all these companies for 6 months. And yeah, 92% of them say that they're going to keep the policy going forward. And this part was interesting to me because 15% of the employees, now they're so used to it and they love it that no amount of money could get them to go back to 5 days.
Well, that's bullcrap because we know it could. Yes.
But it just
I saw
shows...
that too. Like they said, no amount of money. Yeah, it would. Or no money at all once they get fired if you don't go back to 5 days.
True.
But yeah, almost every one of the companies found that their productivity was higher, people getting more rest, helped, that for that 4 days, they were more dialed in and focused because they knew they had to get a lot done so they could get that fifth day off.
Okay.
Pretty wild study. I can't wait till they go to the 3-day experiment.
Yeah.
It's a constant experiment till we put everything in 1 hour.
We don't have to work
anymore.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't have to go to work and get paid.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
A TikToker is sharing a customer service hack. I personally haven't tried it myself, but we all know how exhausting it is to call and then immediately get put on hold, or you're trying to talk to an automated system and they don't understand you. Well, apparently, if you hit £0, £0, £0, that'll take you right to a human. Oof. I've tried zero.
Sounds like a scam alert.
Yeah, it's risky.
This is something that I feel like is not going to end up good.
Sometimes zero has taken me there, but...
Yeah, if it's like, hey, push the, for whatever, you hit zero, operator, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But £0, I feel like I'm getting charged like $19.99 every time I hit pound.
We have to do it £0, £0, £0. So if anybody has a customer service call, they can try that hack today, see if it works. So Zach Bryan met a young guy at the airport. His name is Wynn Williams, and he was carrying a saxophone case. So he goes up to Zach, hey, I'm a fan. I hope to catch one of your shows, but couldn't get tickets to the show in Aspen. So Zach said, hey, if you come to my show with that saxophone, you get on stage, you perform, you got tickets.
What do we learn here? Walk around with a random instrument case, get free tickets. Even if you don't play it, just be find Zach Bryan.
Well, yeah, but then he's going to ask you to play, and you're going to be like, oh,
don't
crap.
Get up there. Be like, well, oh, man, I forgot my reed. Okay. Three strings.
Good thing for Wynn. He took him up on it, and he killed it.
I told you guys about the Green Day concert I went to where they brought people up to play.
Yeah.
And the guy just did not know how to play guitar.
He was terrible.
Couldn't play guitar. Like the drummer. The bass player. And they got.
Oh, man.
It was a disaster. Hilarious. But yeah, good for that kid. Ben Rector met his, I think, sax player on Instagram. He was like, hey, I'm a big fan. I play sax at the University of Nebraska. So Ben took him out on the road with him.
That's wow. Cool.
Love that.
Yeah. I mean, I have no need for one. So if you're I don't need a sax player. Don't take
sorry, dude.
Yeah, don't message me, but that's pretty cool. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Look who's back. Back again. Say hi with the snowman is back. Say, tell a friend. It's a thing.
What was all that? Was that part of the story? Or did you
No. I ad-libbed that because it's back for the third year in a row. It's something with the Colorado Children's Hospital where kids in the hospital, they design their perfect snowman. And like whatever they want to see on a snowman, they draw a picture of it. And the hospital reaches out to volunteers in the community that build those snowmans.
Oh, out of real snow. Snowmen.
Yeah.
Snowmans? Not snowmans?
Snowmen.
Okay. Yeah. Plural.
Yes.
Or snow women.
And it encourages people to be active in the community. It gets kids out of the house to help build the snowmen. And then they send pictures and videos to the kids in the hospital and say, here's your snowman.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love it. It's just you threw us off guard with the M&M deal at the beginning.
Well, yeah, because back. It was back. Yeah, I mean,
do it again this time. Just try to hit it this time. Go.
Look who's back. Back again. Say hi with the snowman is back. Tell a friend.
No. It's just too many syllables. It would be like, look who's back. Back again. Snowman's back. Tell a friend. I
mean, no, it's, but it's called.
You got to commit, though.
The hashtag on social media is say hi with a snowman.
Yeah, do you have to say that, though, in the entry? Mm-mm. Like the hashtag?
Well, how else are you going to know what's back? What else
say in the story.
I'm going to say, oh, this
go.
Thing.
Three, two, one, go.
There's a thing back.
Look who's, oh, my God.
Guess who's back?
Snowman's back. Snowman's and then I back. Go to the hashtag later. Is what you're saying.
You did it, yeah.
Yeah.
But how cool, I mean, listen.
It's a great idea.
Did you know that in Colorado, their snowiest month of the year is March? So there's still plenty of time to get involved in this.
So they're looking for people to jump in and be a volunteer to build snowmen.
To build snowmen.
Because?
Look who's back. Back again. Yeah. Snowman's back. Tell a friend.
That's there right.
Guess
who's back.
I almost did build a snowman again.
Yeah.
Or say hi with a snowman.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. That's. You know what? We're going to wrap this. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.